Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA is investing $500 million to expand efforts to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
This will continue our work in terms of hazardous fuel reduction, prescribed burn, and other treatments.
The money is intended to help 21 high-risk areas of the U.S. protect themselves against wildfires. Part of the $500 million investment will be for a new program.
This is allowing us to begin to expand beyond the 21 priority areas into areas which we refer to as the wildland-urban interface, or WUI. And this is going to allow us to help build local capacity to provide tools and resources so that we can provide those communities with assistance and help to reduce the risk of fire.
Secretary Vilsack says the effort will help to protect communities.
The return on investment is safer communities. It's protected watersheds. It's miles of power lines that are under less risk.
Another benefit is that products that are removed from the forest in the name of wildfire mitigation can be used to make other products.
And obviously, hopefully an opportunity for this hazardous fuel to be used in a positive and proactive way.
But he says projects like this don't happen overnight. He is in hopes that Congress will continue to fund catastrophic wildfire risk and community protection programs.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.